response. It's a tough game Tuesday night, but obviously you guys played better as the game went on. How nice is it to kind of come out, really start playing the right way right out the gates there?
Yeah, I thought we jumped on them quick and we got the first one, and it's kind of nice playing with the lead a little bit. I think we've been playing catch up the last few games, and it's nice to play with the lead. I thought we did a good job in the first two periods of jumping on them, but we sat back in the third again.
Is that concerning at all in the first period?
I don't know what it is right now, but we just got to find ways to just, you know, we got to play full 60 here. I don't think we did tonight, but we got the victory, and that's I guess we're moving in the right direction right now. I think we're struggling right now. I don't know why, but I think I thought we did a good job though jumping on them first in the first period and the second period and getting opportunities there and getting the first goal and playing with the lead, like I said. But we got to find ways to kind of play a full 60 minutes right now.
How important was that, the Kucherov goal there at the end of the second, and your pass to set it up?
Yeah, it was an important goal. Obviously, going into the third period, you want to have obviously a bigger lead, and Kuch made a heck of a play, and I was just trying to throw to an area where he can do his thing, and great deflection by him, and great finish. Obviously, he's an elite player. When he's around the net, he's going to score goals.
What did you think of the physicality tonight?
Wasn't there.
No?
Nah, I just think it's kind of a quiet game in the building. It was kind of quiet everywhere, so I just think, I'm just being honest with you. I'm an honest guy, so I don't know. I mean, it was kind of like a soccer game.
This time of the year where you guys are out of the stand, are these games sometimes hard to get through, you know, in terms of trying to be efficient enough and do the right things when, you know, you're not locked in, but you're kind of where you're at and you know it's probably going to be in that range?
We have a that was our 16th game.
We have 15 left at the time.
So we have 15 games, dress rehearsal, to find ways to be ready for the playoffs, because anything can happen in the playoffs. You guys saw last year firsthand, and we got to come out every line. We got to roll four lines. We all got to be engaged into the game. We all got to be smart with the pucks. We got to, you know, be there for each other. Sergey did a heck of a job fighting tonight, sticking up for his teammates. We got to play the right way. And at the end of the day, the coach can give us structures and can give us X's and O's. But at the end of the day, you got to find ways to just win your puck battles and each of the zones. And that's what it comes down to: work ethic and winning puck battles and being mentally tough coming into it. So I think we have 15 games for a dress rehearsal to get us ready.
Obviously, Boston on Saturday. What did you learn from that last matchup on Tuesday? Some of you guys found your game later on, second period, third period.
Oh, we got to be better. I think they're a good hockey team, and that's why where they are right now in the standings and why they were in the situation they were in last year. So they're a good hockey team over there. So I think I just relayed the message to them. It comes down to work ethic and puck battles when we play Boston. You know, they're a heck of a team, and it comes to will and who's coming out with it. And anything can, you know, you can play your structure game, everyone knows how to play, but it comes to, you know, willing and out-battling the opponent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.